State education leaders were predicting bad news for this year's new state exams, and today the results live down to those expectations. Statewide, just about 30% of all students were proficient in math and reading. That's a big plunge since last year, and the numbers in New York City are slightly lower. WNYC's education reporter Beth Fertig has been covering the news and joins me here to explain. Good afternoon, Beth.
Hi.
So first of all, 30% of students across the state were proficient in reading this year, compared to more than 50% last year. That sounds awful. How is the state explaining this?
The word of the day, Mark, is baseline. In other words, a new beginning. State Education Commissioner John King and almost everybody else in education says this year's tests are so different from any other that they set a new baseline. And that's because they're harder in trying to get kids ready for college and careers. Here's John King talking to reporters this morning, and I should say he looked very grim.
There may be some who would try to use today's results to attack principals and teachers. That would be wrong. The results today are not a critique of past efforts. They establish a new baseline for evaluating student performance going forward.
And going forward means the teachers and the kids are going to have more materials to help them prepare for these Common Core standards that spell out what kids need to know in every grade to graduate ready for college and careers. New York is the second state to use these new exams. Kentucky was the first last year, and they also saw a huge plunge in proficiency.
So the mayor is chiming in. Mayor Bloomberg has made education a huge priority over the past decade. What does it mean that the scores also fell a lot right here in New York City?
Well, if you ask Mayor Bloomberg, he says there's actually some good news because New York City did better than the other large cities in the state. In Rochester, for example, only 5% of the kids were proficient in reading. In New York City, it was 26%.
Our teachers are doing a spectacular job. No other big city, I don't think, remotely comes close to the state averages.
And he does have a point, Mark. New York City's scores did fall a little bit less than the average. Statewide, the English pass rates fell 24 points. In New York City, they fell 20.5 points.
Wow.
In math, the city's test scores fell by 30 points in terms of kids passing, instead of 33.8 percentage points statewide. Mm. Bloomberg was also reminding New Yorkers that when the state made its tests much harder in 2010, the pass rate plunged, then it started to climb. He says that's going to happen again as everyone gets familiar with these exams and the material.
Okay, so he says we're going to get used to them. What trends did we see in these scores, though? I know your team at schoolbook.org has been analyzing them.
It's early, but we know that neighborhoods like the east side of Manhattan and Bayside, Queens, continued to have the top scores in the city. Their scores fell a lot, but they still had more than half their kids proficient. On the other hand, in very high poverty neighborhoods like the South Bronx, now there are just 9 or 10% of the kids proficient in reading. And we also saw many, many more kids performing at the lowest level. 36% of the kids in New York City are now level one in math or reading. And under the old system, if you got level one, that meant you couldn't advance to the next grade. But the Department of Education is saying, don't panic. These new standards, because they're about college readiness, means that if there's 36% of the kids at the lowest level, those kids, they may not graduate high school on time, but it doesn't mean they're going to fail. It means you need to give them more help starting now, and the city is going to try to help them get there.
Okay, Beth, we have about a minute left. We know the mayor's critics have been giving him a hard time over the expected drop in test scores. What does this say about Mayor Bloomberg's legacy?
Well, the people who were criticizing him say that if the schools were really doing so much better, that means that there's something wrong if the kids couldn't handle a harder test.
Mm-hmm.
The president of the teachers union, Michael Mulgrew, said his members weren't prepared for these harder tests.
We knew 3 years ago that this state was changing its test to the Common Core test. We have been asking for a curriculum since that point in time. Last year, we became more and more vocal about that. And we still, standing here today in August, we still have not been supplied a curriculum.
But to be fair, the city was in the same position as everyone else. The state didn't pick a new curriculum until this past spring after the exam started. And all over the state, we heard these tests were tricky. I should also say that the Bloomberg administration is promising teachers they will not be punished for this when they're evaluated next year. It's going to look at the test scores from 2014 and compare them to 2013. So it won't be comparing these new tests to last year's.
Beth Fertig is WNYC's contributing editor for education.